And actually, I ended up losing 12 of my friends.
Tony Razul is what's known as an SIV, meaning he came to America on a special immigrant visa. Like many SIVs, the 31-year-old Razul was an interpreter for the U.S. military in his home country of Iraq.
No, we always target it. So there was like some prices. So for the someone who killed the U.S. soldier, for example, it will be paid $1,500. For someone who killed an interpreter, it will be paid $5,000. So because they knew that we are the communication hub. And once when you eliminate an interpreter or translator, most of these U.S. forces will be, like, lost.
That crucial role has not been lost on retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Tim LaRue, who did two tours in Iraq.
In 2003, my translator was a guy named Mr. Abbas, and Mr. Abbas, you know, pretty much saved my life one night.
That night, Mr. Abbas helped detect a roadside ambush that lay in wait for LaRue and his unit.
We ended up in a fight, but it could have been a lot worse had he not been with us.
12 years later, LaRue now works in Charlottesville's private sector. He has a family. He's taught at UVA. But about a year ago, he learned that Charlottesville actually has a large population of SIVs. Over the last 2.5 years, more than 200 former translators and employees of the U.S. government in Iraq and Afghanistan have moved here through the SIV program. In the country as a whole, more than 30,000 SIVs have come since the program started in 2007. The government grants them these visas as a way of saying thank you for their service. Technically speaking, they're not considered refugees, although every SIV I've met came to America because they feared for their lives in their home country. Most SIVs in Charlottesville use the housing and employment services offered by the International Rescue Committee, or IRC as it's called. When LaRue became aware of the sheer number of SIVs here, he started volunteering with the IRC. But he couldn't shake the feeling like there was something more he should be doing.
The Iraqi and Afghan interpreters, they become like, you know, brother soldiers. You know, after a few months of really shared hardship and shared danger, you know, these amazing bonds form. And what I think 99% of the veterans will tell you is that leaving one member of the unit behind when you go home, it goes against all of the military ethos. Leaving somebody behind is exceptionally shameful and sad. And it's not what we do, but it's what we did to tens of thousands of these guys.
LaRue's not just talking about the scores of Iraqi and Afghan translators unable to come to the U.S. More so, he's talking about the ones who have made it here, but find themselves in the midst of a whole new battle.
And to get a job was very hard. So it wasn't about your resume. It was about the people you know. For me, I needed someone to know to show me the way. Because I was getting lost like a couple blocks away from where I live. I didn't know where where to go or who to ask.
Razul is one of about 40 SIVs that LaRue has developed relationships with here. Working with the new nonprofit International Neighbors of Charlottesville, LaRue is trying to connect local U.S. veterans with Iraqi and Afghan SIVs who have moved here.
I feel like veterans are uniquely qualified, uniquely positioned to help these guys. And the first and foremost is, you know, our unique ability to put our arm around a guy and say to a potential employer, for example, hey, you know, look, you know, I know what he did and I'm here to vouch for him. That's something that only a veteran can do, really.
And that's exactly what he did.
My name is Ahmed J. McCliff and I am 35 years old.
For 10 years, McCliff worked as a translator for the U.S. military in Iraq, where he was born. At one point, he was in charge of 7 other translators. When he first came to Charlottesville in 2014 with his wife and 2 children, McCliff found a maintenance job at Holiday Inn and then a better-paying job at Comfort Inn. But it wasn't until he met LaRue that he found a job he could turn into a career as an HVAC technician at Albemarle Heating and Air. Not only did LaRue have good ties with company management, but he also spoke the same language as McCliff. Not Arabic, but another, more powerful language.
Both been through very, very hard situation where we got shot at, where we got IDs, pumped vehicles, went off and injured some of our partners or killed them. So we have seen a lot of things. That's what make me trust military more than the civilian employee.
LaRue is trying to lend a hand however he can, whether it's helping a single Afghan father take care of his four kids, getting them toys, helping them learn English and keep up with their studies, or whether it's helping the wife of an SIV who served with U.S. forces for 12 years get to the grocery store or get pro bono dental care. As for Razul, he's been here more than 6 years now. He got married last May to an American woman he met while taking classes at community college. He's currently at Virginia Commonwealth University, getting his bachelor's in political science and international relations with a homeland security minor. And he works as a resident supervisor at Shenandoah Valley Juvenile Center in Stanton. He has dreams of being an international diplomat, but for now, he's just grateful to be here.
Well, because America is always my dream. It's my home country. I always wanted to live here. That's right, physically, I was overseas, but my heart was in the United States.
For WMRA News, I'm Jordy Yeager.